Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Francis and Edith Schaeffer's chalet in the Swiss Alps became known as Le Brie around 1952, and the Le Brie ministry lasted nearly 30 years. Young people began to visit the Schaeffers on weekends. Edith would prepare a meal for 30 on Friday night, and in a flash, the number could increase to 130. After the meal, Francis invited everyone into the living room for hot drinks around the fireplace and opened the floor to questions. No questions were off limits. Fran's knowledge was vast, and he was able to dovetail everything into a Christian worldview. Fran was frustrated that he was only reaching a handful of students, as he said. It was suggested that he tape the sessions, but he refused, thinking it would squelch the conversation. Then someone, with Edith's permission, slipped a microphone into a nearby flower pot, and the tape ministry was born. The tapes found their way to places like Ghana, Hong Kong, Finland, Singapore, and every part of the United States. Around 1978, Fran was diagnosed with lymphoma, and the Schaeffers moved to Rochester, Minnesota, to be near the Mayo Clinic. He lived another 6 years, which was perhaps the most productive time of his life. Fran wrote 2 more best-selling books and accepted as many speaking engagements as he could, including a tour of 11 colleges less than 2 months before his death. Evangelicals today acclaim Francis Schaeffer as one of their greatest minds of the 20th century.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.